Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
The cosmic forces. This is a gift, I believe. I look at it as a gift from the Creator, from the universe, a gift for us to transform. Because what's going on in the planet is actually mirroring what's going in our atmosphere. But we need to prepare, and we need to be conscious of this energy and how it can improve our lives. So we're going to be going over some of the things you can do at the August 8th energy tomorrow. And we want to start the preparation tonight by what? Educating ourselves. Some people have no idea what Lionsgate is, what it means. So I have uploaded a few video audios to help us introduce us, first of all, to this energy by astrologists, by experienced astrologists, people who study the planet. And my brother Kwame Sunhor sent me an astrology forecast that I'm going to play as well, because I thought it was just as interesting as the others that I pulled up. So I am going to start out this half hour by introducing you to Melanie Beckler. Melanie Beckler has some knowledge and experience about the Lionsgate, and we're going to hear from a few people tonight so that we're not ignorant at all about what's going on, and that we are fully conscious, knowledgeable about what this means tonight, what it means tonight for us, and what it means tomorrow even, as we prepare, So let me start out. Okay, I hope everybody can hear. I'm on StreamYard. Let's see. I'm on StreamYard, Soul Purpose Healing. Yes. So I'll have to, someone's texting me and asking me if I'm on tonight. I'm on Soul Purpose Healing. That's where I am. So let us begin by listening to someone, let's see, we got a Let's begin by listening to someone who has the experience, the knowledge, and the information we need to know all about what this Lion Gate means. Melanie Beckler.
Hey, beautiful soul. Melanie Beckler here with our 8-8 Lion's Gate Activation Energy Update with three key things that you need to know. The Lion's Gateway is a time of cosmic alignment, activation, and initiation marked by the sun in the astrological sign of Leo, the star Sirius, in alignment on the horizon, shining its light codes and high, high spiritual frequency down on humanity. And of course, all happening on and around August 8th, 8-8, and 8 is just such a beautiful symbol of infinite possibility, abundance, potential that is available to us all right now and right here. And so in this video, we're going to look at three key things that you need to know about the Lion's Gateway of 2022. I do have a new channeled activation series for the Lion's Gate, which you can check out at lionsgateactivations.com. And now, let's dive in. First thing that you need to know is that this is a unique energetic opening, a window open for transformation, where there are light codes, downloads of frequency, a positive impulse for spiritual growth and transformation broadcast from spirit and from the many spiritual beings who are serving and assisting humanity in this time of acceleration and ascension. So there is this positive impulse for transformation, which means you may begin to notice areas of your life that could be leveled up. This could either be moving towards something you desire, where you receive flashes of intuition or insight about what will truly bring you joy, what will truly raise your vibration, uplift and inspire you in your life. But alternately, the higher light codes and frequency may push up to the surface, revealing, shining a spotlight on what is no longer working and what is not really serving you in your soul journey through this life. And so either way, just know that the essence behind this time is positive upliftment, transformation, this urge for spiritual development and soul growth, and you can consciously tune into it by going within, by tuning into the light and frequency, quieting the ego mind to open your third eye and open your heart to receive the waves of blessing, the waves of guidance, of light codes that are available here and now. This presents an opportunity to embody more light and gain greater awareness of your soul and your higher self and the many gifts in your Akash and the many skills and light codes and frequencies that you have access to and that you can now claim and use this point of the Lion's Gate as the trajectory shift to more fully come into coherence with your soul mission, purpose, and reason for being here in the physical, which is at least in part to raise your vibration, to remember, to be of service, to love, and to allow your light and life force shine. And so as a part of this, go with the energy. Pay attention to where you're moved and inspired. Meditate. Go within. Quiet your mind and allow what is available for you here to be revealed. I have a powerful meditation series for this Lion's Gate that you can check out at lionsgateactivations.com. Go within, get quiet, get still to tune into the impulse from light, from source, from spirit, urging you to expand, to open, to become vast, and to step into the newness of you. And then after you meditate, pay attention to what are your inspirations and what action can you take in the physical to anchor the higher light into 3D, into the earth plane, into your life for your benefit, and again, to ripple out to bless and benefit all beings. The second key thing that you need to know is that the Lion's Gate marks a sort of doorway open for greater soul expression in the physical. And so in order to embody your soul brilliance, light, and truth, in order to act on your inner inspiration to accomplish your soul mission and live in alignment and coherence with your soul, it's important to first make the connection, to quiet your mind and quiet your personality and go within, to tune into that soul brilliance and light. You can speak to your soul, my beloved soul, connect with me now. Help me to know your vision and reason for being here, for me birthing into this life. Help me to know my path, to know my power, to know your essence and your desires for this life. Help me to live in greater love, peace, understanding as I embrace all that I am and embody this fully through my incarnation. Give yourself the gift, this lion's gate, of feeling, sensing, expanding into, and communing with your soul brilliance through meditation, through dream work, through journaling, through art, through dance, through play, through what lights you up. And remember that the truth of your soul is divine. You are a unique seed, a unique spark of God, divine source that all manifests in physical form, and you can use this Lionsgate period to more fully shine that unique soul brilliance in all that you do as who you are. Turn the page on old scripts, old patterns, old traumas, old habits. Release into the light, over to the angels, over to the divine, and replace with love, with light, with frequency, with positive affirmation to step into the new, allowing more of your soul love and brilliance to shine through. And the third key thing that you need to know about this Lion's Gate, which is really such a powerful time for transformation, is that you can change your trajectory by opening your heart to love, opening your mind to divine intelligence, opening your sacral, your solar plexus, willpower center to divine will, and acting in alignment with this current of divinity within you to experience a sort of transfiguration, a changing of your form, a spiritualizing of your subtle energy bodies and of your physicality to allow more of your higher spirit to embody through you in your life. This Lion's Gate is the time when light codes, frequency, divine intelligence, wisdom, synchronicity, love are pouring in. And yes, you can journey out of your body, experience brilliantly through your third eye, enjoy the magic of this time, but there's also so much power in embodying it, in being fully present here on the earth plane, firmly planted in the here and now, choosing to be fully human, and as a part of that, to fully embody your divinity, to change your form and energy into a more blissful, spirited state, which of course happens incrementally, which is why consistent daily meditation is so powerful. But a little secret is there are certain time periods in which your progress can be compounded and the transformation is accelerated. And the Lion's Gate is one of these accelerated times of awakening and transformation. And so the biggest key, again, is to tune in, to open.
All right. Melanie Beckler has given us, I have so many chills on my body. She's given us a lot of, I think, inspiration. And a start, it's like a starting point for this powerful peak period of Lionsgate that actually runs until August 12th. But tomorrow is the peak energy. So we're here tonight to prepare to receive from the Creator, because the cosmic energy that we are going to receive is all about divine love. So that's why we're here tonight. To participate in what I'm going to say is a meditative period, the next hour and a half or so, where we all agree. There's no division. There's no debating. No debating tonight. We're going to be in such powerful unity about what this cosmic event can do for us as a collective unified body of human conscious people. So I want you to press 1 if you have any thoughts, any contributions to this meditative period of unity, powerful unity. And the whole planet is participating. There are people all over. I was reading something on YouTube from Fiji. People were commenting from Fiji that they were so blessed with this meditation I'm going to play for you later. They were so blessed just to hear this woman giving this meditation during this time. And Fiji, yay, Fiji. So we in the United States can do better. I think we can do better. And we're doing better by preparing the night before. So I'm going to go to the phone because I have someone who's already pressed 1. Press 1 if you want to comment, if you have any questions about how you're going to proceed. One of the ways we're going to proceed, we're going to talk about fasting starting now. And we're going to give you some tips and ideas on how to fast until the August 8th energy has passed, and then you can do more or less depending on how you feel. But we have a caller who's pressed 1-434-713. Your mic is open. Welcome. What's your comment or question?
Hello, everyone. I'm Gracie from Danville, Virginia. And I just want to say that I have experienced this, but I didn't know what it was, the lights. I was in my bedroom 2 years ago, and it was like blue, red, different type of lights. I didn't know. I didn't have no clue what it was about.
Was this on August 8th last year?
No, it was a few years back.
Oh, okay. All right.
I had no idea what I thought I needed to see an eye doctor or something. And I really did.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what you're sharing with us is you have experienced this peak energy period in a few years ago, and now you're understanding what it means or how it can benefit us?
Yes, I'm just understanding, just doing when you all explained it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, was it explained to you 3 years ago, or you learned about it gradually over the last 3 years?
No, I didn't know nothing until now.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
I had no clue. I thought it was something wrong with my eyes.
So, Gracie, what you experienced,
mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing that. How would you advise people to prepare for this energy that you experience? Do you have any ideas or suggestions on how people can prepare for this powerful energy that you've already experienced?
Since whoever's on have experienced it now that they know, because like I say, I'm just coming into this just now, so I'll be able to tell other people only if they explain. A lot of people don't explain things. I hadn't told no one. That's the thing. But see, usually the creator will put you in the path of other people that have experienced things. Now this is out in the open. I'm listening to you all. So I'll experience it again. Then I explain it to others.
Okay. So are you ready to do some fasting tonight and tomorrow to really enhance the transformational energy you're going to receive?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And are you going to share it with your neighbors, friends, family, or are you going to just be in silence? Whatever you decide to do is okay. But the main
mm-hmm.
thing is to go in, right, and be
mm-hmm.
present for this blessing that's going to flow for all of us.
Mm-hmm. I will
right.
explain it to the different ones that I come in contact with, whether they receive it or not.
Right, right. Well, that's
mm-hmm.
awesome. Thank you so much, Gracie, for sharing that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
We appreciate that so much because We're all on this journey together. This is an adventure of connecting to higher technology, higher power. Last week, we did a show on the CE5, the extraterrestrial experiences that people are having and being blessed by because of the benevolent energy that they receive from the cosmic energy. And then here we are now in what might be considered an invisible blessing of energy that will be coming to us in the next 24 hours. So I appreciate you sharing what you've already experienced, that other people might feel at peace and at ease, that this is no woo-woo type thing. It's nothing strange. It's just part of our international, universal experience as human beings, right? Yes. All right, Gracie, thank you. I'm going to go to another caller.
You're welcome. And you're welcome. Thank you so much.
Want to come in again, just mute, press 1 again and put your hand down. And if you want to comment again later, feel free. I'm going to go to Mama AZ. Your mic is open.
Greetings. Dr. V?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm great. How about you? I let me tell you, you asked how I am. I spent the whole day at the beach with my two grandchildren, my son, and some new friends. Actually, one of them was old friend, and three other. It was amazing. Oh, my goodness. Children,
yes.
You know, I talked about on Friday, and I think this is the start of the Lionsgate energy, because I almost feel like I want to cry because it was so powerful. To be in the presence of these two grandchildren, and they're so happy and at peace in the water. It's like last week I talked about how rebellious and conflicts that I had with them. But being in the water, in the sun, in nature, no tablets, it's just a heavenly experience because these children were so happy, just smiling, making new friends. They didn't want to leave. That's how. And I just got home like less than an hour ago. So that's how I am. I'm kind of still on a high. I still have sand on my body because I didn't have time to take a shower. But I'm just feeling really, it's part of this
life. I'm so grateful.
Go ahead.
I'm so grateful for you. I don't know what to do because I've been feeling some kind of way today. I'm just kind of tired. But anyway, you have confirmed, you and Miss Gracie, her aunt made her transition of all places. Moses Cone Hospital in Greensboro, North Carolina. I you cannot make this shit up. You cannot. And you spending the day with your grandchildren, Dr. V,
Was that today?
No, it was the 27th of July, which was a very, very powerful day for me as well. And I didn't get into it with Miss Gracie. Hey, Miss Gracie, yes, because of the numbers, and I was tired, and I wanted to take a nap before the show. But let me try to hurry up and make this clear to you. I don't know where in the hell you come from, but it ain't from this planet. Every time, even with Melanie Beckler, I've been following her since I was there with Miss Sue, and for you to bring it up in an 8. That's one of Reverend Allen's numbers, 8 and 6. But that's not all. I chimed in 4 minutes late because what popped in on my phone was my 14 healing visionary walkabout at Miracle Valley in a tent for 14 days. I couldn't believe it popped up just before your show came on, and Miss Gracie just hung up from me. And I'm like, what? And then it's an 8, a healing journey of love. And it even gets deeper than that. Family, we must be out in nature. We must learn to ground, and we must spend time with learning to grow our own foods, just like you are grooming your grandchildren. Sister, it's a process. Be patient, because those dear ones came to you through your, by way of your gate, your lion's gate, and by you being today. See, I'm water too. You are a seven. I am a seven. You're Pisces. I'm Cancer. We're both sevens. And Dr. V, you have no idea how major this is. Just hold on. Even the information that I've been reaching out to you, you have confirmed so much. And when Facebook sent me my journey 2 years ago for my vision walkabout at Miracle Valley, the resting spot, which is a cemetery, people, look it up. Look it up. We got to do a show about it. You amaze me. And Melanie, oh, my God, it's just unfreaking believable that you pulled her in. And look up the information about Moses Cone Hospital family. Do a little bit of research in Greensboro, North Carolina. It's symbolic. I can go on.
Well, Mama AZ, Jody Susan Calhoun, our Tuesday female series.
And Susan Calhoun. That's another thing. I've been wanting to tell you, Calhoun. That's, oh my God. I keep forgetting.
Well, listen, sister. She says someone died. She's asking the question. And thank you, Andrew. Andrew Calhoun is also. He says we can see you on Facebook. Hi Andrew. Jody is asking a question. She said, what does it mean when someone passes during the time of the Lion's Gate, which is July 26th through August 12th? So I don't know. Is this Moses Calhoun related or something?
No. Moses Cone Hospital. Moses Cone Hospital. I had a surgery. One of the replacements there. And then Wesley Long Hospital. See, Moses Cone, Greensboro, Greensboro is where they also Klan riot. You see, all of this is connected. You know, when the Greensboro set in movement, this is all online, people, with the youth. At the Woolworths, you know, the Woolworths, the lunch counter, all of this is tied in. And Miss Gracie is a major part of this, because her aunt decided to make her transition on July 27, 2022. I can't think right now. Add that up. July, that's a 7, and then 2027, I think that's what Miss Gracie said, that's a 9, and so you have that 7, and then you have the 3, so 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, I think that adds up to a 4, which foundation, thinking out of the box. I don't know if her aunt was a thinker out of the box yet, but if that's the correct, she definitely is saying something to you, Miss Gracie. I need to tell you that, and we'll figure it out. But anyway, this is deep. This is deep.
Okay. So,
Jody said, from July the 26 to the 12.
That's what mine. She says 28. Well, she says Andrew, her husband's father died on August 6th, and her father died on August 5th of different years. So she's wondering what's the significance when they died during life. Now, I'm going to have Kwame, I think Kwame first once. Have him come on. But here's what I'm thinking about that. The planet Sirius is involved during this period. And Sirius is very stimulating in terms of what I've learned. The planet is very stimulating in terms of energy and frequency for the bones and glands and the brain. And so our glands and brain are receiving this really powerful energy during this period, from what I've learned so far. And then Ezekiel 44 is a passage that you might, all of you might want to look into as far as prophecy and all that. Okay. But I'm thinking that during this period, anyone who passes, they're actually, maybe they just can't handle the energy, or it's just a frequency that comes in to take people back to their source. So let me open up.
Can I say just one other thing? That's not all. It's not necessarily, Dr. V, that they can't handle it. We must pay attention to the numbers, because when they make their transition, they are giving us a message. Not just because they couldn't handle it, but that's for us. It's like, wake the fuck up, Dow. Wake up.
Well, yeah, but what she's asking is why during this period of time. So that's all of it. Yeah, the numbers are powerful too. Absolutely, I don't deny that at all. That what the time they leave, the day they leave, all the circumstances around them, the numbers are the language of the universe. So yeah, the universe speaks to us when people transition. First and foremost, in my mind, numbers: what time they left, what day they left, how old were they. All of those. But during the Lionsgate, my thought is this energy from Sirius is very powerful, and somehow, some way, maybe they just can't handle energy. Kwame Sunhorse, your mic is open. What sayest thou?
Good evening, Sister Viata. Yes, I'm here. Good evening, Sister Viata. Good evening, Gracie, Andrew, and Mama AZ. And you know, I'm grateful that you doing this show to help acknowledge, and I'm grateful because it was a testimony to hear Miss Gracie, after a few years, finally realize what these energy, because Sirius is considered first sun, really, because it's bigger than the sun we move around. Sirius is called the spirit sun, and then it has three other moons, Sirius A, B, and C. And the other one is considered the son of woman because of its energy that it has the, it's like a small diamond planet, that a teaspoon of that Sirius B is as heavy as this planet. And so what we have is that we have the spirit sun, and opening up. This alignment begins in the first part of July. This is why Independence Day is on July the 4th, because that's when they align together and they rise together at sunrise. And this is the journey that it takes going from July 4th to August the 12th. And what happens in that thing is it's the new year, because Sirius aligns at the exact center of our planet, which is where the Pyramid of Giza. And on the 24th, Sirius rises and it shines into the Queen's Chamber of the light from it. And in that light, it activates the electromagnetic energy in the planet and the reflecting pool to make the Nile River rise. And that begins the new year. And it's called the day out of time.
So Okay, hold that thought, Kwame. I'm sorry. I saw Naima was ready for commercials, so I'm already past it. Please hold that thought. We're going to come back to that. That's so important, and I think it'll answer Jody's question as
unmuted.
Well. So Naima Latif, go ahead and play the commercials for us. Thank you very much. We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony and the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Tax are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
We are back. If you're just joining us, thank you, first of all, for taking this time out to build this collective energy for this very important period of time that we're in called the Lionsgate. And we had a question by our Tuesday host, Jody Susan, about what's the significance when people die or transition during this period. So Kwame was explaining to us about the planet Sirius, how important it is, even being our first sun, or our first sun. Kwame, can you continue that about Sirius?
Yeah, Sirius is it's called the spirit sun, and because it's 500 times larger than our sun, and it's the largest star in our solar system. And so what we have is that this is a very important portal that opens every year, and then after the 12th, it will disappear just as the mummy, because its use is looked at as its death, and it comes back on December. It realigns back with the planet. That's why we come outside on December 31st at 11:59. And if you look straight up, Sirius is directly overhead, just like the sun would be at high noon. And that's the realignment, again, of Sirius. It aligns up in July, and then it disappears for 70 days. And it comes back into alignment. And so Sirius is also what you were talking about, the body, because what it does, if it aligns with the pyramid, the exact zero point on the planet, and sends energy to make the Nile River rise, what does it do to the human being whose body is also water and is also on this planet? So when we get into the Lion's Gate, it happens every year. And it's been happening. This is how they astrologically, what they call astrogeography, is how they align with the meridians and the ley lines and grid of the planet in alignment with the star systems. And this particular year with Sirius aligning, it's aligning with Regulus, which is the star with the largest star inside of the constellation Leo. So you have our sign, the spirit sign, and the largest star in the constellation Regulus all aligning tomorrow with the energy coming to the planet. So this is a very high frequency time, and then you have 3 days following that with the supermoon, because it began on the 28th of July. It varies between the 26th to the 28th, it's according on how we're angled. But it began on the new moon, and this new moon that we're now having, the full moon on the 11th, on the 11th of August, is a supermoon. It's its closest to the Earth. So that means that we're going to get the energy that is coming from Sirius, the Sun, and Regulus all aligning with that moon energy at the supermoon. So we're having a very powerful portal, because this portal means is that this opens the alignment to that we can go outside of our solar system into the Milky Way.
Wow.
So that's the stud. That's what's called the Lion's Gate. It opens up, and we're able to transmit, get energy that's coming out of the Milky Way. And even they're saying that some science astrologers look at them saying that we go into the universe. We cross our Milky Way, that portal is open, that we are in alignment, that we're able to get energy that's coming in from outside of our Milky Way galaxy.
Now, I can't help but think about, you mentioned pyramids. I found out last week when I interviewed Gary and Lily that there are over 100,000 pyramids on planet Earth that have been discovered. And so when you say all these frequencies are coming from Sirius and the pyramids, where do we think, who's in doing all this other than some non-human beings is what I'm thinking?
Not all non-human. It's a combination, because the Mississippians, the largest pyramids on Turtle Island, and even what you look at in Minnesota. Minnesota is called the land of 10,000 lakes, but when the indigenous nations were there, it was the land of 10,000 lakes and 12,000 earth pyramids, because we built earth pyramids. The largest earth pyramid is there in Illinois. It's called Cahokia, down there across the river from St. Louis in East St. Louis, there in Illinois. And so it's built there because that was the largest community on Turtle Island. You have Cahokia there. You have Kolomoki here in Albany, Georgia. You have the Ottawa Mounds. You have the Toltec Mound, Pyramid. In Arkansas, you've got mounds all over. You've got even mounds in Philadelphia and that. But what they did was is that they destroyed the mounds and allowed them to forestate them and let things grow, because there are certain hills that are aligned with, just as you have the mountains in the Grand Canyon are named for the Egyptian gods and goddesses. We have built, because what we do is, Mama AZ is there in Arizona, and Phoenix is South Mountain, and behind that is God's Gateway. that's where the extraterrestrials would come in and land in those different mountains. They had runways. That's why Mount Shasta, when the lady was talking about Mount Shasta, and I asked her, was she knowed anything about the inner Earth UFOs? They have the UFO extraterrestrial and interterrestrial, and then you also have the beings that live and their ships go into the ocean and go to the bottoms of the ocean and have their colonies there. You have the ones that are in inner Earth and Shambhala, and then you have the galactic, but you also have the Federation that is in these different, okay, you have the you have the Pleiadians, you have the Sirians, you have the Arcadians. All of these star systems that we see above has their own galaxy. In those star systems, the Seven Sisters, that's the Big Dipper. Those have their galaxies inside of that. So we're not alone. It's a federation that we're in, this Milky Way. There are trillions. This is what the James Webb Telescope is now discovering, the trillions of galaxies outside of this galaxy. We're not alone. And this is what we're overstanding now with what Stephen Greer and others are doing, because our ancestors knew and left their pictures and left the carvings of them on the planet.
Yeah. I think Gracie has raised her hand again, and I'm going to open up her mic. Gracie, did you have another comment you wanted to make?
Yes, I want to add this too. You know, when a person passes away, you become foggy, very heavy. Your spirit is saddened and everything. This is something that my spirit led me to do, and you all might have already known. If there are herbs for this. The hawthorn had been taking it, but I had no idea. So I start taking two, like every 6 hours, and I feel better, so I'm gonna continue to do it. But there are different herbs, Chinese herbs. There are more herbs that you can choose from to get rid of that heaviness. That is terrible because it affects the lungs. Okay, it goes, that heaviness goes into different parts of the body, your legs, everything, stomach. Okay, so I'm going to get off and let somebody else talk. Thank you.
Now, are you talking about when another person transitions in your life that this happens?
Yes. Yes. Everybody feels like your mother passed or your father passed. Okay. You become very heavy with that burden. So these are herbs that you can take to help get rid of that burden. A lot of people call it mental illness, you know, set in. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You know that feeling, right? It could be a friend of yours that has passed on. You become heavy, but you can't sleep.
Right.
Okay, so there. Look up the herbs, and you'll see there are herbs that you can take for that to relieve you of that heaviness, that burden.
You said
the spirit led me to do it.
Okay, hawthorn berry. Are you talking about hawthorn berry?
Yes, hawthorn. Uh huh.
Okay, so I'm familiar with hawthorn berry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But remember to look up the others. There are different herbs that you can take for that. It'll tell you.
Yeah. Okay. And you're suggesting hawthorn berry is one of them. You know, hawthorn berry is used for the heart to help energize the heart. Ooh.
Yes, because that heaviness affects the heart, the liver, and everything.
Right.
The mind affects the mind.
Wow, that's beautiful. So as we prepare to receive this beautiful energy from Sirius, from the planets aligning, hawthorn berry might be something you want to include in your fasting time or your challenge to eat less maybe and move more. This is a time when we go inward for meditation, and we also want to maybe lighten the load, as she said, that heaviness. I'm not sure what the question is from Dr. Green about how do you know when you are aligned or not. I think Jody answered, usually you can tell if you are in or out of balance. And then Dr. Green is asking, it is grief and remorse. Let me put her comment on. It is grief and remorse. Wish is a normal emotion with death and loss. John's worth works too. I'm not sure what that is. It's grief and remorse. Wish it can, maybe you can expound on that, Dr. Green. I'm going to put another audio that I want to play this cosmic astrology forecast that Kwame sent me, because many people don't even listen to astrology for whatever reason. But I thought this one was pretty good in terms of really expanding on this period of the Lionsgate. And let's see, I don't know what her name was, but let's listen to another cosmic astrology forecast, which can help us have real peace about what we're going to be focusing on our minds, our pineal gland, tomorrow, and starting tonight and 24 hours later. Why is this period so important?
Hi, everyone. I'm Tanaz from ForeverConscious.com, and this is your weekly energy forecast for the week of August 7th. So we have a lot of awesome cosmic energy happening this week. On August 8th, that's 8-8, we have the peak of the Lionsgate portal. And then on August 11th, we have a super full moon. It's the last super full moon of the year, and it falls in the sign of Aquarius. So let's start at the beginning. Let's go into the Lionsgate portal. The Lionsgate portal celebrates the rising of Sirius. And as Sirius rises, returning to the sky once again after a period of invisibility, the ancient astrologers believed it was the rebirth of Sirius energy. And Sirius is considered our spiritual sun. So this beautiful, bright, shining star, Sirius, is considered our spiritual sun. So as Sirius rises and becomes visible once more, it's considered the rebirth of our spiritual sun and the rebirth of our own spirit energy that lives within all things. So it's like a rebirth of our spirit. And you can think of it that way. You can think of the Lionsgate portal as a rebirth to your own spirit energy. So a little intention or prayer that you can set to work with under the Lionsgate portal energy is to call back all the parts of your spirit that have been lost, hidden, you know, forgotten. Call back all the parts of your spirit. Imagine them rising, coming back into your heart, feeling your spirit energy radiating full and strong, like you're having your own spirit energy rebirth. So the rising of Sirius actually happens from the end of July all the way through to the midpoint of August. And that kind of depends on where in the world you're located. So this rising of Sirius, the reason why 8-8 is sort of picked as the perfect day, the day that we celebrate the portal, is because of this awesome numerology that we get on the eighth day of the eighth month. The number 8 represents infinity. It represents DNA in activation, where we're really able to take that rebirth spirit energy and bring it into our body. So that's why this day has been picked as the peak of the portal and the day that we can maximize the energy. At this point, at the 8th of August, we also have the sun reaching the halfway point through Leo. It's actually at 15 degrees or just past 15 degrees, a couple of seconds past 15 degrees of Leo. So it's right in the heart of that lion energy, hence the name Lionsgate Portal. Then on August 11th, we have that Aquarius super full moon. Now, this is a little bit of a complex full moon. It definitely, there's a lot of energy around it. I have kind of nicknamed it the complex full moon. And you'll definitely start to feel that a couple of days before it arrives. You may start to feel things a little bit unsettled because there's just a lot going on with this full moon. Full moons amplify our emotional state. So it's not like this full moon is going to make you feel anything that you didn't already feel. All it's going to do is bring to your awareness emotions, things that have been beneath the surface. It illuminates, it lights them up. And the moon rules over our emotions. So usually it's to do with our emotions and, you know, our feelings and the things that need to come up or be processed, or even realizations of like, oh, wow, yeah, I really do feel that way about that situation or about that person. All of that tends to come up with a full moon. This is a super moon, so the moon will be nice and close to Earth. It's actually the third super moon we have had in a row, and so we may start to feel something reach a completion point, something we may have been working on under all these super moons. We might actually reach a completion point, a closure point, or reach a stage where we're like, I really have to let this go. I really have to cut ties with this. It's time to make a decision. It's a little bit of decision-making time under that this full moon. It falls in the sign of Aquarius, and even though, yes, there's a lot of energy around it, I want to offer you this. Aquarius is represented by the water bearer, and I think there's this beautiful metaphor that we can all take and work with under this full moon. The water bearer has the gift of collecting the water, which is really just the psychic energy, psychic debris, the heavy stagnant emotions that kind of can get locked in the air around us. The water bearer collects that in her vessel, clears them using the power of the breath. Aquarius is an air sign, even though it's represented by the water bearer. And then she returns the water back down to Earth, pure and in its zero state. And we can take that imagery and apply it to our own lives. How can we take the psychic debris from our aura, the stuck, stagnant energy around us, set an intention using the power of our breath to clear it, to clean it, and return ourselves back to a zero state, a state of balance, a state of neutrality. And that is what we can all try to do under this full moon. And if you want help with that, I have a ritual. I always have a ritual for every full moon. Check that out at foreverconscious.com.
So another voice helping us to fully understand what this energy is about, what this Lion's Gate is about. You won't believe this. There's a ladybug on my notebook. It's like, what? A ladybug, Mamazie, what is that? Kwame, somebody tell me what this ladybug means. Because this is so weird that I'm sitting here looking at a ladybug crawling around, and it's crawling around the date of 8-7-2022 on my notebook. What the, what is going on here? I can't help but look at the woman, the comment we have. Christina Fazula says, the energy is so active right now, I can literally see it flitting around everywhere. It's very beautiful. Thank you, Christina. That's really nice to hear that we are all just kind of swimming in this energy. And so I can't help but think that this ladybug is, oh, now it's gone. Wait a minute. Did I just, oh, no, he's on another page. I can't believe I'm seeing this. I should take a picture.
The ladybug, yep, is wishful thinking. Wishful thinking? Yeah, your wish is fulfilled. So like you were saying about Aquarius and that removing the negative energies and doing all that, but she said specifically, if you listen to what she was sharing, she said she, not he, because originally the world bearer is a female. They had the picture of a male pouring water, but she was really a female because the woman breaks water and clears out the way for new life.
Beautiful. Wow. And so that really speaks of the female energy making its presence known during this period of time. and maybe more important, that women especially work on fasting, prayers, and transforming their inner self, maybe going even deeper. The women, especially the females, and maybe even the men, going deeper to get in touch with their feminine self.
But what we're seeing is the age, we're in the era of Aquarius, and this alignment is in the era of Aquarius. So all
right.
This alignment is really validating what's going on above. If we're
right.
in tune to ourselves and we're moving in the fifth and sixth dimension and no longer in the 3D, then we're receptive of these frequencies and we're aligning in the next, dealing with the mother, the matriarchal, the matriarchal order of transmitting higher. I made a thing for mother, and it's dealing with the matriarchal and the order in which she's transmitting the higher energy resources. Mother Earth is doing right now. She's transmitting the new order of this new era. It's being transmitted at the higher frequencies for the resources that we're going to need as human beings as we make this transition into the Homo Spiritus. Not us, but our children's children, because of the frequencies of the next seven generations that are going to be aligned with all of this shifting in this new era of this next 2,160 years. This is what we're moving into. And these are the frequencies that we're now being given to our bodies in order for the generation's genes to be passed on, because your grandchildren, like you saw them there on the ocean and playing and reconnecting back to the waters of life, that's what the ocean is. That
yeah.
water in the ocean that they were playing in is the same that they developed in.
You know, and
Yeah, that charging them in that embryonic fluid, which is the ocean water, the salt water, the sun, and the sand, which is crystalline energy, all of that. You saw the frequency and you felt the frequency, as you stated when you said how you felt that energy of elation. And this is what's going on with people that are in tune. You feel that they're naturally in their spiritual element. We're remembering how to get back to our spiritual element.
And you're so right about that. Even, Naima, your mic is open if you want to start the commercials, but I want to make a comment about those waves from the planet, from the ocean, and how they speak to us, how they spoke to us today. It was really interesting how my grandkids noticed the waves speaking to us. Powerful. And that's got to be the energy of that we're talking about tonight. So Naima Latif, going to take us to our next set of commercials, and we'll be right back with some meditation. We got to do some meditation tonight because that's what is going to take us inward, where we really need to focus on during the next 24 hours. So thank you, Naima Latif, for
our
commercial.
God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Ladybug, a sign of good luck, genuine love, harbinger of transformation, mystical creature, is a messenger as well as carrier of best news, bestows blessings upon people. And Zelda says it's ladybug is my animal guide. Happy to see. I noticed. I couldn't help but notice. It's like, what in the world? But the wishes fulfilled. I had read that, I think, a while back. I have no idea. I have so many wishes. I don't even call them wishes. I just prayer requests and affirmations. So it's going to be interesting to see what develops in the next few days, because the ladybug is saying, okay, you're going to be blessed. You're going to have the blessings you want. So I'm like, which one? It's like, which one of them that I'm asking for? So we shall see. So I have one more Lionsgate summary that I'd like to share with you, and then we want to do some meditation, because I hope that all of you will be very prayerful even tonight. So many people have already shared about the energy that they have seen. Let's see, I think it's Christine Fazula says that during a CE5 meditation, she saw the planet Saturn light up, start turning incredibly beautiful, and she perceived it all as good. Absolutely. Because the benevolence in the cosmic energy universe is all around. Oh, it's everywhere. It's present. And people who are consciously meditating in the CE5 groups are realizing this, that indeed we have so many benevolent beings around us that are here to help us in every way. So here's just a little bit more, a short summary of the Lionsgate, so that we don't have any doubts whatsoever of what this is all about.
Starting tomorrow, the Lionsgate portal will be open. It will be open until August 12th, but August 8th is the day that the energy is the most heightened. In this video, we'll talk about 4 things to do while the portal is open and how to make the most of it. On the 25th of July, our ancient ancestors new to celebrate the passing over from the old cycle to the new with creative joy and festival. On the 26th, the new cycle was initiated. The 25th of July was celebrated by the Mayans and ancient Egyptians as the moment when time and space was renewed for another cycle by the divine creative intelligence. This was also the time when the royal star Sirius was and is conjunct our sun and rises in conjunction at sunrise in the northern hemisphere and specifically over Egypt at the time of the rising of the Nile River, which represented the return of abundance to the land and the people for another cycle of life. That is from ClaireCapetta.com. So before we get into how you can harness the energy of the Lionsgate portal, what you can do during this time, let's first look at the energies that we're working with. Let's talk about the number 8. In numerology, 8 represents karma, power, wealth, abundance. It represents the infinity. It also bridges the gap between the physical and spiritual realm. Number 8 is about achievement and determination. In the tarot, 8 is represented by the strength card. And the strength card is indicative of our inner and outer strength, as well as determination and power. 8 is also represented by Scorpio energy. And Scorpio energy is powerful and transformative. It's also magnetic and mysterious. Now, the 8th house is all about death, rebirth, transformation. It's about the occult, sexuality, possessions, and legacy. In Western astrology, the 8th house is ruled by Pluto, which is a planet of power, transformation, and it also represents the subconscious. In Vedic astrology, the 8th house is ruled by Mars. And Mars is a planet of courage, of action. It's the planet of drive and determination. So as you can see, we kind of have a theme going on here, right? Power, abundance, transformation. Now the Lionsgate portal is happening on August 8th in the sign of Leo, and Leo represents the lion. What's the lion all about? It's about confidence and passion and shining your light so bright on your inner and outer strengths, on your talents, your gifts. So this is the perfect time of year to harness your power. It's time to shine bright like the sun and be confident in yourself and all that you are. Get creative. Get ambitious. Dream big and work to manifest the abundance that this portal is opening up for you. So let's talk about 4 things that you can do during this time. First and foremost, get clear on your intentions. What are you manifesting? Get clear on what it is that you want. This is a great time to be consistent with the art of visualization, to get into the feeling state of what it is that you desire. Maybe create a visualization board of all the things that you want to manifest. You can also practice automatic writing and sitting in meditation so that you can get guidance from spirit to help you figure out what it is that you want to manifest. The next thing that you can do during this time is to use your energy wisely. Channel your energy into your dreams, into your visions. Channel it into things that serve your highest good and the greatest good of humanity. Be mindful of what you're putting your energy into. In yoga, there's this moral ethic or principle called brahmacharya. And brahmacharya means conservation of your vital life force energy or your prana. So be mindful of how you're expending your energy and direct it towards your goals and your manifestations. Don't spend time investing your energy into things that are of little or no value to you or that don't help you achieve your goals. The next tip is to raise your vibration. Again, don't waste your energy on anything that's negative or anything that can hinder you from your goals. Be conscious of your thoughts because thoughts are energy, and if you're having negative thoughts, you're lowering your vibration. So thinking or doing anything that's negative is a sure way to subtract the positive energy that you've been cultivating for your manifestations. Then they'll be less likely to come to fruition. So who are you hanging out with? We exchange energy through our aura, through our subtle body. What type of energy are you welcoming into your auric field? Is it helping you stay in a higher frequency, or is it pulling you down to a lower vibration? What kind of foods are you consuming? Are you eating things without vital life force energy? Things like processed foods that are dull and have a low vibration? Or are you nourishing your body with foods that are made out of light? Foods that will increase your own life force. Things like fruits, seeds, vegetables, foods that actually come from the earth. The easiest way to raise your vibration is to choose positivity. Counter any negative thoughts with positive ones. Eat nutritious foods, sleep well, cleanse your aura routinely, laugh often, hang out with people who vibrate at a higher frequency, the people who have that positive energy that you love to be around. And the final thing that you can do during this Lionsgate portal is to acknowledge your karma. The law of karma states that whatever energy you put out, you get back, whether it's good or bad. Karma is all about action. What have been actions of the past that you aren't proud of? How have you been taking positive action in your life? This is a great time to burn your karma and change your energy by vibrating in positivity. It's a time to act from your heart space, from a place of love, to do things not for your ego, but for the greater good of everybody, for society. Work towards burning off your karma through good action and good deeds. That way, you can transcend any negative karma that's headed your way based on any negative actions of the past that you haven't already paid for. So that's it, you guys. That's my quick rundown on the Lionsgate portal and what you can do while the gates are open. If you found this video helpful, give it a thumbs up.
Right. So we've had, at least I've had three individuals share their knowledge, their experience, and not to mention Kwame's extensive knowledge about this that has been shared. And I want to offer us a meditation time now. I chose a meditation from YouTube University on the Lionsgate. I want us to all just participate, if you can, in this meditation as we set an intention. As she said, we want to set an intention, especially for the next 24 hours, on how we're going to raise our vibration, for one. And again, that means no negativity, no conflict, no debating, no words that are of low frequency, that our affirmations are going to be so powerful in the next 24 hours, and that's what we want to meditate on in this, I think it's like 10 minutes or so, to bring forth the light of truth about this period of cosmic event, Lionsgate, that will just resonate with you even as you sleep. Maybe you won't even be able to sleep. You're going to be so excited about the next 24 hours and what it can bring to your life. That's what we want, to let this be the start, if not the continuation, of a transformation in our life that is so needed to help this planet raise its frequency and raise its vibration. So if you all can just find a comfortable seat, and you want to close your eyes, preferably closing your eyes, relax and sit back and just listen to this meditation. And you might fall asleep. That's okay. Hopefully you'll be so relaxed that you will fall asleep. But we want to just be setting an intention in our minds and our hearts to go within in the next 24 hours and to bring forth the light and the power that is within us as a microcosm of this beautiful
Lionsgate Portal Guided Meditation. This is an 8-8 portal cosmic gateway guided meditation with Tina Wong. And today we will be journeying through the Lionsgate portal, one of the biggest cosmic gateway of the year, opening and expanding your energy with the abundance, with the magnetism, with the power, and with divine manifestation. So allow yourself right now to be relaxed. Get yourself in a quiet space where you are undistracted, that you can ease into a beautiful meditative state. Let's go. Allow yourself to be comfortably relaxed, sitting or laying down. It's okay. Making sure your spine is comfortably relaxed, comfortably erect, so that you can allow for the cosmic energy to flow into your body. With a deep breath in through your nose, cleansing and clearing and calling the energy in, and breathe out through your mouth. Release unwanted energy, releasing the sorrow of yesterday. Ready? Once more. In through your nose, deeply and fully calling in the energy, bringing your energies back to the here and now before we go full in, and release, allowing the energy to escape your body. You can imagine the energy going back into the earth of anything that is no longer in resonance, no longer needed for you to step into a new version of you. Continue to breathe in and out, in and out, and in and out. Calming your body, calming your mind, calming your energy. Allow yourself now to feel into a white light covering you, covering your energy body. A pure white light is all over you like a soft silk blanket, wrapping and protecting and aiding you into a powerful portal of the Lion's Gate. Breathe this energy in. Feel the light all around you, supporting you, cleansing you, prepping you, because in just a moment, you will see a cosmic gateway appearing right in front of you. Allow your energy to be shifted through your third eye, the area in between your eyebrows, activating your third eye with one deep breath in and out, activating and opening your field of vision, allowing you to see clearly the portal in front of you. It's a gate, a golden gate. This golden gate is appearing right in front of you. See it in your mind's eye. It's of this golden energy. It is glowing. It is calling you in. And there's something about it that you feel excited about. There's something about this gate that you know intuitively when you decide to step through it, magic will happen. So with this vision and with this knowing, in 3, 2, 1, we are going to step right in through the gate. So step into the gate now. Step into the gate now. Wow. Allow yourself to see what's going on. See the galaxy. See yourself traveling into the galaxy, the universe. Seeing all the stars, seeing shooting stars, seeing planets that you've never seen before. Wow. Feel yourself flying and shifting through the galaxy, feeling into your body, being so light, so flexible. You can go as fast as you like. You can stop and float at at any time that you wish. So go ahead and play around in this field. Relaxing, playing, exploring. And wait. Something is catching your eye. What is it? What is catching your eye? You notice that there's something that is coming towards you. You notice that there is something that wants to reveal to you. So allow yourself to see this vision of however it might come through. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's an object that wants to show up. However it wants to show up, what wants to come through for you right now? After receiving this potent message, I want you to now tune in to your biggest desires, biggest manifestations that you would like to expand. What is it? What is your heart telling you? At this point, you can also put your hands on your heart and ask your heart, what are my biggest desires? What I would like to expand right now? Feel into your manifestation, wanting to expand. Put your hands together and creating an energy bubble of golden light and feel your manifestation, your desires within your palm. It's like a globe of energy. It's like a golden ball of energy that wants to keep on expanding and expanding. Now move your hand a bit further apart as you feel this energy expanding. Keep on breathing. And when you breathe out, expand. Move your hand a bit further and feel this ball of energy getting bigger and bigger and hotter and hotter and more expansive than ever. Getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger as you move your hands out. And when it's getting so big, I want you to toss it into the galaxy and allow it to take life of its own. So in 3, 2, 1, we're going to toss it up and out into the galaxy. Toss it now and watch it fly, and watch it fly away like a shooting star, knowing that your wish has been granted, knowing that your manifestation is coming into existence. And all you have to do now is to align your energy so that you can receive it at some point. Allow yourself to feel into the magic. Allow yourself to celebrate. Yes, it's coming. Yes, it's happening. Yes, it's already here. I have created it in this realm. I know it. With a big smile and a grateful heart, I want you to now step back into the portal of which you came in from. So in 3, 2, 1, step back out of that gate. coming back into your third eye, coming back into your body, breathing the energies in through your nose, 3, 2, 1, breathe, and anchoring this energy deep into your being, deep into your knowing, and breathe it out to anchor it into the earth. Anchor it into this existence now. And before you come back and open your eyes, I want you to set a powerful intention of who you choose to be from this point onward. And when you're ready, slowly come back, slowly open your eyes, and I invite you to look around you, smile, knowing that your manifestation is happening. It is already here. It is already here. Check the description box for a special gift from me to you on this Lionscape.
Giving thanks for that meditation. And while we were meditating, the ladybug showed up again, and I was told that the ladybug showed up for all of us, not just for me. Ooh, got chills when I said that. That all of us who are participating in this collective meditation, hearing this message about the Lionsgate, the ladybug came for all of us to know that our wishes are being fulfilled, that we will be fulfilled. And I had no idea that I hadn't listened to that whole meditation that she was going to actually affirm that in the meditation, that your wish is fulfilled. So I hope all of you can receive that tonight, that meditation and the ladybug showing up in my space is going to be transferred to your space. So imagine your ladybug has showed up for all of us, that our wish is fulfilled. So I just want to give thanks and have so much gratitude in my heart. I want to just mention about the waves, how the waves spoke to us this day. Most of our time was spent just standing in the water, letting the waves hit us. And standing in the water, we got boogie boards out for the kids, and they rolled the waves. The waves were coming at us in different strengths. And at one time, we could feel the anger of the waves because it was like, boom, knocking us over in the water. And then another time, it was this soft flow of water just covering our backs. And then other times, the waves were like tickling us. And so for many hours, we were in this water experiencing the waves, the water, oh, just hitting us on our body, on this temple, that hitting us on this temple, on our body temple, sacred temple, washing over us with love, just feeling the love of the Creator. So that's why I just love the beach, because it's just so miraculous the way the water speaks to us when we're in that present, in that space, in that ocean. And so I had to share that with you because even my grandchildren were feeling the different messages that the waves were giving us. Like, I'm angry. Sometimes water is angry, and sometimes water just wants to bless us and flow over us. And the water is the spirit of our Creator in so many ways that I just feel like we all involved tonight, all of you who showed up tonight, are being washed over in the next 24 hours with the love of water. The spiritual energy of that water is going to be with us for the next 24 hours. Because I didn't just experience this beach thing today in my own space, in my own mind. It was like just sharing it with the world. We're sharing it. We want to share this with the world. And Jody says the water was not angry. It was carrying the anger of others. Oh, my goodness. That's so thank you, Jody. So, so true. And I have carried the anger of others in me. And I think today that water was bringing the message to me that it wasn't necessarily my anger that I was feeling or the anger of the water. She's right, I think. It was carrying the anger, so much anger. And we were just being pounded with these waves. It was like, oh, my goodness, stop. We've had enough. But I think that speaks to the society that we are in right now, that we were feeling today, my grandchildren and I were feeling this hard, this really angry feel, this harshness, this powerful, powerful force that was knocking us over. It was at literally knocking us over sometimes, the power of these waves. And so I so appreciate Jody for sharing that thought and that the water was not angry. It was carrying the anger. So all around us, I believe we're doing this tonight and tomorrow, the next 24 hours, to help get rid of some of the anger around us. And Zelda will be on tomorrow morning to continue this message where she will be talking about, let's see, the miracle of 8-8 for one and how to gain infinite power on 8-8. And I think the infinite power for all of us here tonight is that we help people heal their anger. And anger is a natural emotion. But so many people, as the wave's message, I think, was saying us, is so many people are hurting others because it was knocking us over. And so many people are hurting others with their anger. And even Dr. Debbie Green said on this past week, how angry parents produce angry children. And as it seems like all week, in fact, what was the, okay, so Dr. Green was in the portal this week from August 2nd, what's the August 4th, she was talking about anger. So this thing is really heating up. The Lionsgate is really heating up. The temperature is heating up or the frequency is rising. Because even all week long from last week to the last 7 days from Zelda's message and Jody's message and Naima's message, 555, and then Dr. Green's message, we have all been in such a powerful unity of helping one another dissolve this anger, solve this anger, heal this anger. And then tomorrow we want to listen in on Zelda helping us gain the infinite power on the day. And I feel like even though this meditation we went through tonight was actually designated for August 8, 2022, we were participating in the meditation that many people, as I said earlier, as in Fiji, have already started because August 8 started in Fiji already. Or it started in Australia, wherever people have their calendar events or their energy of 8-8 has already begun, we were participating with them, even though our calendar says August 7th. We have started this portal, this energy of 8-8 tonight to gain the infinite power on tomorrow with Zelda. We'll continue it on Monday morning mindfulness. So I would love to hear from any of you in the next, what, we have about 15 minutes left, how this meditation spoke to you, or if you have any words you'd like to share about the last hour and a half or so, how you're going to carry this energy forward. Press 1 if you're in the studio. I don't know, Gracie, your hand is still up. I didn't know. I'm opening your mic. I didn't know if you still wanted to make a comment or not.
Hello?
Yes, Gracie, your mic's open.
All right. I've enjoyed everything tonight. And you mentioned the beetle. Yesterday I had the hornet. It's the one that the elders told us about, and they passed it on to us. It says, set down good news. the bad news go away. So mine sat down most of the time when I got back from the grave. The bee was still here on the brick. He was waiting for me.
Oh.
But that's old about the bee. It's a hornet light. It's yellow.
Yeah.
Do any of you all remember that?
Yes.
Mhm. Okay, that's all I have to say so everybody else can talk. Thank you. And I'll sign off.
So, are any of you seeing any insects or animals in nature that are speaking to you or have been speaking to you? That would be interesting to comment if you have any insects or animals that have been speaking to you this week as this energy is increasing and will peak tomorrow. Are you, let me go to, back to, are you experiencing, okay, let's see, Jody says, yes, we saw, we say a katydid. Okay, so the katydid, I guess that saw a katydid. So what's the katydid say to you, Jody? And Dr. Green says, thank you for this information. We saw a katydid. Yes. So, it, and that's the beauty of this experience we're having, transformational spirit experience we're having, is that nature, we, G-O-D, the word God is oftentimes referred to as he, God, he, God, he. But the word G-O-D represents the whole cosmic universe in my mind. There's no, you, we can't put a gender on the creator of the universe, or we can't put a gender on this experience of connecting with the cosmic energy. We can only say it is energy. It's all energy. And Andrew says, I also had the katydid jump in my car the night before. Wow. That's really speaking to you. How about that one? And I'm sure you analyzed, you and Jody analyzed what that message was. And someone else says spiders. Christina, oh, that's interesting. Spiders. That would be a very interesting message. If you don't see these creatures very often and then all of a sudden they show up, that is definitely the creator speaking. No, it's nature, the part of the creator saying, hi, I love you. The caterpillar or the ladybug said, hey, you, all you meditators tonight, you're going to have your wishes fulfilled because I just showed, I haven't seen a ladybug in ages. I don't, not ages, I haven't seen a ladybug in quite a while. And for it to show up, it, don't they get your attention? Christina, did the spider get your attention? Andrew, the katydid got your attention. And then Dr. Green says, I saw one as well. Okay. One flew in my car at work when I was leaving for the day. Wow. That's pretty powerful. So, I mean, I'm, the question is, did it speak to you or did you just wipe it away and say, get out of here, get out of my way? Because so many people are afraid of insects. I know my grandchildren are adjusting to insects because they're not used to having, and their dad likes to kill insects, especially if it gets in the house. So Jody says, whenever you feel exposed to negative energy, the katydid is an insect animal that can be summoned. With its energy and spiritual scent, it will protect you from danger. Powerful. That's so powerful. Thank you. And the more we know, the more we have that kind of knowledge, the, I think the less fear we will have about insects. And Dr. Green says, thank the divine one. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, and Christina, oh, Christina says it was suddenly in my hair. The spider? Oh, my goodness. That would be a little scary for a spider to suddenly show up in your hair. Wow, I love this. And Jody says, I love insects and animals. They always give me messages that I am happy to receive. Great. Thank you all for sharing that. And Jody says, sorry about that, Christina. Yeah, Christina, interesting. How did you react? That would be my question. How did you react to a spider in your hair? Are you an evolved one that wouldn't react to a spider in your hair like most of us? Because most of us would freak out if a spider was in our hair, right? But that's a pretty powerful message when it does show up, and hopefully we all get to a place of appreciating and respecting where the insects show up, no matter where they are, what they are, what they're doing. But spiders, that's really tough. Really tough. And let's see, Jody's, I would be doing the get the bug out of my hair dance. You got that right. Yep, that's kind of interesting. And Christina, yes, it was unnerving to say the least. Haha. Natural reaction. But more than anything, vaguely, the parrot is laughing. I love that. And my daughter has them gathering at her door. Wow. So what is the message of the spider? The spider, let's see. The spider is weaving fate. The end of it. Don't take the roundabout way. Be straight. Weave something new. Trust feeling rather than seeing is the message of the spider. That was weird. That was opened in my insect animal speak book so that we could get that message right away. Because no matter what type of insects or animals show up, it's a message from the creator that we should pay attention to, right? And Christina said, jumped up and flung my head around. Oh, yeah, and some shrieking was involved. Yeah, of course. But now you get the message, Christina, right, that the spider is weaving fate, weave something new, trust feeling rather than seeing. So hopefully you overcome. Debbie, Katie did their spiders. Hopefully you've overcome that fright of seeing a spider and the message is clear. I know after you get over it, you go back and you pick up an animal speak book. There's a great book by Ted Andrews that I keep in around. It's a pocket-sized book. And I think he passed away, but I have both this book and a larger book because I started getting interested in animals and insects when I was living in my tiny house on wheels in the wilderness, that these things were showing up all the time. I had a red bull show up. One day I was walking in where I lived with tiny house in my tiny house neighborhood. A red bull. I was like, whoa! And that's the kind of thing. And because there were cows on one side and horses on the other side. And when a red bull shows up in your life, you stop and just stare and pay. And he stared at me, and I stared at him, and we just kind of looked at each other and like, hey, what's going on? He was on the other side of a fence. But anytime animals or insects show up like that where it makes you stop and pay attention, there's a personal message for you. But I'm just very grateful that we have had this meditation tonight. And that we are aware and anxious and waiting and expecting great things to happen in the next 24 hours because the ladybug showed up, that our wishes will be fulfilled. And so may the blessings flow, may the blessings flow. And I want to always end, with Earth My Body meditation so that we really do sink in the idea of who we are as we journey on this planet. So let us just take in the words of the words.
Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my blood. Air my breath and fire my spirit. I like to sing to the earth. I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me. She likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth. I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me. She likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of ease. I make love to the breeze. I carry fistfuls of bone. I trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings. I know a caged bird sings. Through many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds. But my grandmother's with me. Close your eyes, can't you see? And my grandchildren are here. The rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light of stories. I need to quiet my mind, I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, the light of stories. We need to quiet our minds, we need to listen. Earth, my body, water, my body, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my love. Air, my breath, and fire, my
spirit. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. Have a wonderful day. I know everyone here tonight is going to have a wonderful day, tomorrow and night. Your blessings are coming and your wishes are fulfilled. Thank you, Father Philip. No, thank you, Bugs, for showing up. Ladybug, thank you, Ladybug. The Ladybug has just appeared again. Left this message and may you all receive and be blessed. Receive and be blessed, the Ladybug message. Wishes fulfilled. So join us tomorrow on Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda. And have a beautiful life. We'll see you tomorrow.
On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xie Xie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, John Kunyum. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings. Thank you.
Angela and Tinkerbell. Mwah. See you later.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.